Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you think first contact will be like? Having never had contact with aliens, humans are wont to wildly speculate on how, when, and where it might happen. Here at Cheap Astronomy, we do tend to cover this area quite often, and here are our conclusions to date. Firstly, given relativity, it looks unlikely that any future technological advancement will ever enable faster-than-light travel or faster-than-light communication. So, with likely travel times between populated stellar systems in the order of hundreds or thousands of years, it's hard to imagine humans choosing to lock themselves up in a cramped spaceship for a lifetime, as well as dooming their children and grandchildren to the same fate for the sake of reaching a destination centuries or millennia later, which is unlikely to closely match Earth with respect to atmosphere, gravity, or stellar radiation. Hopefully it will have water, but finding an ecosystem with edible organisms that can deliver all our nutritional requirements seems highly unlikely. So we can't just go with enough food to sustain us on the journey. We'll also need to take the makings of a sustainable ecosystem. You can take lots of vitamin pills with you, but they will have a shelf life. So, a range of crop plants and perhaps some insect-based protein sources seem essential. Taking macrofauna like cows and chickens would be both energy and volume inefficient, and it would carry disease risks, although perhaps some kind of cultured lab meat could be an option. But even assuming you have enough food and water, surviving the journey also depends on lots of key engineering systems not breaking down over hundreds or thousands of years, since there's no hope of calling in a repair person or buying spare parts. And of course, there's also radiation and collision risks to deal with. Another way to meet aliens might be by them coming to us, but they will face all those same issues, even if being alien makes it a different experience for them. They might be colony creatures, where the comfort or survival of individuals isn't an issue, or their lifespans might be very different, where a very short or a very long lifespan might mean that sitting in a tin can for hundreds or thousands of years isn't that big a deal. But it would still take a lot of energy and resources to undertake the journey, and after they do arrive, it's not like they can just sit down for a chat over coffee and croissants. So we might be better just staying home and trying to communicate via electromagnetic radiation, such as radio, but there's still that matter of the speed of light, meaning that any discussion between stellar systems 100 light years apart will have 100-year pauses in between. Again, this might not bother aliens, even if it drives us crazy, and after just a few centuries of a communication exchange, using carefully curated lists of questions, we might both gain quite a lot of knowledge from each other, at least for our respective grandchildren. And then a third alternative is that we just send our respective robots, presumably with advanced AI capabilities, so they don't have to wait for instructions from back home when different decisions are required. It's not particularly likely that the robots will either want or need to actually meet and shake appendages, but by gaining some proximity to each other, they could exchange information in close to real time, asking the set of curated questions they brought along, as well as comparing notes about their respective progenitors. That mutual exchange of information, in close to real time, would cut out a lot of to-ing and fro-ing between the distant civilizations. And after their close exchange, the robots could phone home their respective findings, which might include both photos of their new surroundings and their new associates. It's unlikely that our robots would be humanoid, or their robots would be whateveroid. More likely both would just be computerized spacecraft, but a few photos of each other's technologies would still be instructive. Of course, all of this assumes a mutual degree of benevolence, and a willingness to share, which is a somewhat fleeting part of our nature and may well not be any part of theirs. So, while sharing information might be primarily motivated by a desire for self-gain, that does seem to be the most likely factor that all living beings will have in common.